Think about it. Who does not want to be the incredible founder of the newest tech unicorn? Have you done a lot of research into the most highly valued tech companies? Have you noticed a trend? I'm going to share with you in this episode some interesting insights about immigrant founders and first-generation Americans just like myself. And did you know that 56% of the most highly valued tech companies in the United States are founded by first or second generation Americans? This is what we're going to talk about right after this.
Stretch your mind. It's that time again to yank your brain away from stinking thinking and wash it in new ideas and thoughts. It's time for your checkup from the neck up and maybe a massive mental enema. This yank is going to give your brain a crank, has been called a genius since his patents are part of every mobile device made. Get ready for him to reach into your ears and massage that brain of yours. Your host, Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Welcome to the program. You know, more than half of the top American tech companies were actually founded by immigrants or the children of immigrants. This has been a heated discussion all through 2020 when you talk about immigrants. Now, I want to point out to you a very important distinction between immigrants and or illegal aliens, etc. There's a common denominator amongst our tech companies, and a lot of it has to do with first and second generation Americans. Think about this. We'll just go back to a little bit. Industry giants like Apple or Amazon, Google and Facebook, who account for trillions in value, were all founded by first or second generation immigrants. Did you know that Apple founder Steve Jobs is the son of a Syrian immigrant? Did you know that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is a second-generation Cuban immigrant? One of the Google founders was born in Russia. A Facebook founder is a Brazilian native. Even companies that are dyed-in-the-wool American companies like Oracle have at their helm as founders immigrants. Now, what's interesting is if you're listening to the news or media in the United States over this past 2020, it has been a hotbed of back and forth and rhetoric. It makes me wonder, as a first generation American, is there something different in those of us that are first generation or second generation Americans that actually push us to work harder or think differently than maybe people that have had the luxury of being from the United States of America for many generations? I'm going to give you some stories from Apple to Amazon, Facebook, even some of the companies you might not have thought about, like Intel or Cisco or IBM. How about Adobe Systems, Qualcomm, VMware? Many of our top companies are founded by first-generation Americans and immigrants, and I'm going to tell you some of their stories and backgrounds right after this.
Do you know why Jovan loves doing talk radio? Because he has a face made for radio. It's true. Look at his website. He's a nerd hiding out in a biker's body. Speaking of body, how about a quick pee-pee break? Jovan will be right back.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay, well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you.
okay. It's like Albert Einstein said, anyone who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new. And we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. Have you ever heard the name of Henry Taub? T-A-U-B? You might not have heard it before. He's just a kid that was raised in Paterson, New Jersey, and attended Eastside High School. What you might not know about Henry Taub is he was a first-generation American from Hungarian Jewish parents. Now, he founded what you now know as Automatic Data Processing, or ADP. You probably haven't thought about that much, but did you know that ADP has over 58,000 employees? 58,000 employees. This is a common theme among those who are immigrants, that they tend to innovate and they tend to go big. How about this innovator that you know in the tech business? He was born in New York City to an unwed Jewish mother. Now, his father, his biological father, okay, was an Italian-American United States Army Air Corps pilot. And what happened to this first-generation child, that when he was young, he was, should we say, given up by his mother over to his aunt and uncle for adoption. Now, this fellow, that was when he was 9, did not see his mother again for almost 40 years. He eventually moved to Chicago's South Shore. Now, he, too, was raised Reformed Jewish home by those adoptive parents, but he had a drive to him to do something different and to create and to work hard. You have to ask yourself, is it because the immigrant background or the first generation background, second generation background, being so close to immigrants that makes these children have a different set of values that might make them work harder than traditionally American kids? You ever thought about it? Who is this individual? Some of the stories about him are phenomenal. In fact, he's built a company with almost 150,000 employees, has a net worth of fluctuating somewhere between $70 billion and $55 billion, depending upon the markets. Yes, Lawrence Joseph Ellison, Larry Ellison, and Oracle. Is there a common denominator here? Let me read some of the companies that actually have immigrant founders or co-founders, okay? And these are some of the most highly prized public tech companies, period. But I'm just going to read you a few. Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, Alphabet, which of course is Google, Facebook, Intel, Cisco, Oracle, Netflix, NVIDIA, IBM, Adobe Systems, Booking.com, Texas Instruments, PayPal, Salesforce.com, Qualcomm, ADP, VMware, Activision Blizzard, Applied Materials, Intuit, eBay, Electronic Arts, and others. The list is absolutely phenomenal. When we come back, I'm going to tell you some of the names and new companies. Those were really established tech companies. But I'm going to drop some names on you and some other stories of these first-generation immigrants that have changed the landscape in the United States of America forever. Now, what's interesting, they're immigrants. And to find their fortunes and wealth and pursue their dreams, what did they do? They came to America. It makes you wonder about all the rhetoric in the news, which seems nowadays to be hating on America. You can't have it both ways and hate capitalism in America, but also want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg at the same time. It's why you don't hear about the great tech wonder woohoo billionaire from Venezuela, because it just doesn't happen. Hang tight. We'll be right back right after this.
The president of Coke once said, Joe Farnes set his hair on fire with tons of new ideas. So, while you pat out the fire on your head, let's give Jovan a break. Be right back, right after this.
Your business ideas need room to run wild, but there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. No more fucking ABBA.
We're back. This podcast will give you a massive dose of tech and business savvy. So let's get started. Here's Jovan.
We're talking about immigrants. We're talking about first generation Americans. We're talking about people born in other countries that legally immigrated to America and became citizens, or are the children of immigrants who came to America to give their children a better life, and their children, their firstborn, their first generation children, knocked it out of the ballpark. Did you ever hear the story of Pierre? Billionaire, probably don't know the name, but a founder of eBay, where he served as chairman from 98 to 2015. Net worth, about $12.3 billion. Born in Paris, France. Same thing. Born in Paris, but doubly, son of Iranian parents. They migrated to France for a higher education and then turned around, and he came to the United States with his father for better opportunities. He was a young child. He was a young child. But part of that drive, what did it do? It helped create eBay. You've used eBay. Think about it. Eduardo Saverin. You heard that name? Some have, some haven't. He's a Brazilian entrepreneur and angel investor, and he is one of the co-founders of Facebook. He's kind of famous for Zuckerberg kind of pushing him out. In 2012, he owned 53 million Facebook shares. That's about 2% of the outstanding. He was valued about $2 billion at the time. Again, another individual born in São Paulo, Brazil. He came from a Jewish Brazilian family. They later on moved to Rio de Janeiro. Over time, they saw that the United States of America was the place that they wanted to be and they wanted to get their children to. So they migrated. They settled in Miami. And it was that migration, that coming to America, the land of opportunity, where he actually met Mark Zuckerberg as a sophomore. And of course, now you have Facebook. One more. Peter Thiel, you've heard that name. He's from Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt, West Germany, just as I am. And he is a German-American entrepreneur and venture capitalist. You might know him as a co-founder of PayPal and the Founders Fund. He used to be ranked number 4 on the Forbes Midas list in 2014 with a net worth of about $2.2 billion. 2020, I think it was about $2.1 billion. He's one of the co-founders with Elon Musk of PayPal. And then he actually became, ironically, Facebook's first outside investor, where he acquired a 10.2% stake for $500,000 in 2004. Boy, what a return on investment. Again, if you look at their lives and you look at what was going on, these individuals chose to immigrate to America, or their parents chose to immigrate to America for opportunity. Now, Peter was born in 1967, like I said, in Frankfurt, West Germany, and then his parents, when he was small, came, the whole family came over and lived in Cleveland, Ohio. Again, think about this, because I think sometimes we don't think about the opportunity of the United States of America. And the reason we don't think of the opportunities that exist in the United States of America is because the media barrages us that the United States of America is bad, that capitalism is bad. Now, that makes no sense to me, but think about it. We're a country that all 188 other countries, people come and break into because they want the opportunity here. Does that sound like a suppressive environment, or an environment that's upside down, or an environment that doesn't work? It doesn't to me, because I think inherently, on the outside looking in, not what we hear in the United States on media, and we hear all this stuff about how racist America is, or how suppressive America is, or how capitalism is horrible. Put that aside for a moment. I don't care where you fall on that spectrum. Just put it aside for a moment and listen to the other side, and you will find around the world people dream to be able to come to America and follow their dreams and create big things. I'm going to read you, when we come back, some of the multi-billion dollar unicorns that have popped up in the United States of America. These are some of the highly valued private tech companies and public tech companies that were founded by first-generation immigrants. I'm going to name a few, then I'm going to wrap up right after this.
Your host for this program is Joe von Hutton Pulitzer, the internet pioneer who created Scan to Connect and Scan Commerce. You know, while you're able to scan codes with your mobile device and get information. So, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you think you can solve any problem by turning your computer off and on.
Hey man, is something wrong with your laptop?
Nah, just need to turn it off and on. It's no problem.
It's smoking.
Yeah, that just means it needs to reboot.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
And now it's on fire.
Happens all the time. It's all good.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Did you know Jovan gets fingered by almost a billion people a day? Yep, that's every time they use certain features on their mobile device and click it with their finger to make it work. And they don't even know his weird brain came up with that. Now back to the show.
I'm back, and we're talking about immigrants, first generation and second generation Americans, and why America to the world is the land of opportunity, and how there's currently a big disconnect among young folks that America is horrible, America is suppressive. Well, I always say that you can't have a young audience and a generation that thinks America is ugly or racist or horrible and wants nothing to do with America, but at the same time, these young people want to be the next hot internet social media influencer or want to create the next billion-dollar company, and they don't understand the direct connection between opportunity and capitalism and how socialism will not let them get there. And that is why you don't hear of huge tech founders and big company builders and technology and opportunity on the international set. Yeah, you can hear some Russian ones, but usually they're ex-military, ex-government, and they're widely associated with corruption built that wealth. But when you talk about entrepreneurism, startups, having a dream and pursuing it, There is a common denominator out of one out of every two, and that is they left their country of origin to come to the United States to pursue their dreams. Or their parents, in a very calculated move to give their children opportunity, immigrated legally to the United States of America and raised their children as Americans believing in the American dream. Think about that. Some of these companies that have been founded by first generation immigrants and the like, how about one? $72+ billion in valuation. Hell, it's probably higher even now, right? Uber. Garrett Camp comes from Canada. How about SpaceX? Elon Musk, South Africa. Already talked about Peter Thiel. Remember, that's Planeteer. That's where he comes from, Germany. Or WeWork, Israel. Stripe comes out of Israel. Wish, right? Context Logic, Canada. Robinhood. You've heard about Robinhood. Two entrepreneurs who came here from India and Bulgaria. Or Slack. They came from Canada, Russia, and the UK. They have a multi-billion dollar market valuation. Credit Karma. Kenneth Lin, he came from China. House, right? Mr. Takarko and Cohen came from Israel. Instacart, first generation from India. Oscar Health, first generation from Germany. Zenefits, first generation India. AppNexus, first generation from Holland. ZocDoc, first generation from Germany. JetSmarter, first generation from Russia. Warby Parker, you know the eyeglasses? From Sweden. Multi-billion dollar valuation. Eventbrite, another one from France. Cloudflare, another one from Canada. Over and over and over. Companies. FanDuel, AppDirect, Evernote, Zoom. Zoom is one of those incredible stories headed to the unicorn and incredible valuation because Eric had an opportunity to leave China. What is the common thread here? The common thread is if you can accept these technologists and you can accept they're smart folks or they would not be able to innovate technology and build incredible companies. You would recognize that it was when smarts met opportunity. It is when will and desire came to the land of opportunity. So I ask you a question in this current 2020 environment. Why are young people being sold that capitalism is a horrible thing? Why are our young children in our schools, in our institutions, and even in our companies being taught that everything about America is racist and suppressive? Why is it we set our brains aside and hear these things and say nothing and don't counterbalance them and point out America is the land of opportunity? People aren't breaking into other countries in reverse so they can go live their incredible wealth dreams because in most of those countries don't have the systems or opportunities to support it. Even as close as Canada, they're still coming here. You've got Israel. Now, Israel can put them on the map in their society, but the common theme there is capitalism. This alarms me a bit as an inventor with patents in all the countries around the globe and being a first-generation American and understanding the value of the American dream. I worry about our young people. How have they been sold this bill of goods that America is horrible, that America is suppressive, that America just keeps people back and does it wrong when every country in the world wants to break into our country and they dream about becoming Americans? Where our children dream about being the next Instagram influencer star and the next hit, but at the same time think America is horrible and that everybody gets a participation trophy. Well, these guys got trophies. They got trophies for working hard, having goals, and going for it, not by sitting around with their hands out. Think about it. Have a discussion with a Generation Z-er or millennial and talk about this. If America is so bad, why do people break into it? And why is our country the one that puts huge technology companies on the map? And it's where people come to launch their technology companies. Now, I think the world is opening up, but it is not socialism that will continue that trend. Thank you for joining me. Let me know how you feel.
Wow, that went by fast.
Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer live. And as Jovan says, if you can dream it, you can do it. Speaking of doing it, let's do this again next time. Find Jovan on all social media.
Or search hashtag Jovan Hutton-Pulitzer.
Or by visiting jovanhuttonpulitzer.org.
Until next time.